those that are serving to protect our country so that we can continue to have peace through them. Father, please be with us today as we make decisions that we do so in the best interest of the county and the river. We pray for your guidance, Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mr. William, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, September 10th, 2018, 9:04 a.m. Any commission remarks?
I just want to mention that we need to remember 17 years ago tomorrow, September 11, 2001, at 8:46 a.m., the first plane hit the first tower. At 9:03, the second plane hit. And at 9:30, the Pentagon was hit. And at 10:03, United number 93 hit in Pennsylvania. And I just think we need to remember that tomorrow. We don't want to forget. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
I'm going to approve checks number 451436 through 451463, 451465 through 451524. Warrants 7053 and 7055 through 7058. 7054 was deleted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 451464.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Oh, that's awesome.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for September 4th and August 28th, regular session meeting minutes. And then we have one for executive session minutes for September 4th.
On the executive minutes, you guys might look at the time of when there was an adjournment, but there wasn't a come out of exec. I thought we came out of exec while I was still on the phone, and then we had the adjournment after I was off the phone. The timeline just doesn't make sense. You might look at that. And then on the last, that was on the September 4th. And then on August 28th, I think that's whenever, Miss Wyatt, you weren't able to be there. So it has just Mike and I in the meeting. It has me leaving the meeting at 3:49 and came back in at 3:50. I walked into the little kitchen area. So we either need to, which I stepped out of the physical room, but just walked into the little side room. I think I got a drink of water. Anyways. But if there's only one commissioner, then we no longer have a quorum, so we either need to put that we adjourned automatically or leave out that I left and came in. So I don't know how you guys want to do that. I don't see Ms. Neely here to ask her what the proper verbiage is for one commissioner. So I don't know how you guys want to handle that.
I know where the area you're talking about is not leaving the conversation area. It's the... So... good circumstances, I would say just leave out the part where you went to get the drink of the water and then at the refrigerator there.
So I'm going to strike that. Move to approve regular session minutes dated August 28th, 2018, with corrections.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I might let the record know if Ms. White abstained. Move to approve August 28th executive session minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Ms. White, do you want that also?
I listened to the minutes. Of course, I could not listen to the executive session minutes, so I was not a part of them, so I would abstain.
Abstain.
Okay.
I don't mean to say I listened to the minutes, I listened to the meeting. Okay.
And then what do you guys want to do on the... You want to hold the executive session minutes on September 4th? That's the one where I was on the phone.
Yes, I was trying to think. I think you did disconnect, and then we adjourned.
When did you guys... You came out of the exec while I was on the phone.
I'm not sure that we did, the recollection. I think I remember... But that's going to be a memory thing. I was thinking that you hung up and then...
I can't vote over the phone in executive. I can vote over... An individual can vote over the phone in regular session minutes. They cannot vote in exec. Mm-hmm. So I could not vote to come out.
Okay.
So that's why I remember that.
I was saying that, and I thought you hung up then. But it's...
It's
you need to turn immediately at that time as the Estens...
I've got 10:07 when Ms. Spencer came back into the room, and then 10:16 when the adjournment was.
Who was sitting in there besides us that would have taken the minutes?
Shannon.
Okay.
I think she was in there for that exec because of the nature of it.
Yeah.
That's why. Do you want to hold that
one? So we might hold it and confer with her.
All right.
And then... Because it even has end of exec in regular minutes, it has end of executive session at 10:06, but it doesn't reflect that in our executive session minutes.
It doesn't on executive.
Right. They don't match.
Yes, and I don't have that. So we hold them for correction. Clarification.
Clarification, okay.
Monthly budget report. I don't see our auditor here. We'll move on. We can come back to it. Property and liability insurance recommendation number 201807-413.
Commissioners, this is in response to the directive that we received on July 16th from resulting from a motion vote by a commission to put on our routine RFQs for insurance, property liability and insurance health. We put out two RFQs right immediately thereafter on July the 20th. Due to the fact that our current agreements expire on October the 1st of this year, we received responses from three different companies on our property and liability. Each of you have received from me this morning what I call a compliance results from information received table that lists the 23 key points of an RFQ, which is for request for qualifications. Of the, on 413, we received, as I just said, three responses. Of those three responses, we took a copy of each one of those responses and reviewed them separately the benefits coordinator, HR director, and myself. We reviewed each one of those responses separately and then met to confer with what those results were, and it was fairly simple to take one of those responses and eliminate them from consideration, which was J.W. Terrell of Monette. Simply put, they had information in their response that was directed toward a different governmental entity. They had information in their response that some pages were in upside down, and local aspects didn't come clear, as well as local knowledge, which are two key factors in any RFQ. So we eliminate them from consideration and move forward with a thorough review of the remaining two. We found that our existing agent of record, which is Hollis, Akers, and Arden, and Connell Insurance, both were able to respond to each one of the 23 requests, and they did so in the proper order as asked for in the instructions in the RFQ. So they were allowed to continue in the review process, at which point I was able to observe that the response from our current provider, Hollis, Akers, and Arden, offered much more detailed and comprehensive or extensive response to each one of those categories. And that was, in my opinion, rendered in our meeting. The responses from Connell were equally as impressive, but much less detailed. And that was, in my opinion, rendered in our meetings. At that point in time, the HR department and benefits looked at each one of these responses and the content thereof much more closely. And we met several times to discuss some of those issues. And the results of that is that our HR director will now make a recommendation accordingly regarding property liability RFQ 413.
Okay, I'll just read in what we decided as a group. Referencing the table reflects the exact categories requirements as asked for within the request for qualifications that each of the below firms responded to. Only two firms offered responses in total compliance with each item asked for. Therefore, only those two were thoroughly reviewed for award recommendation. Those two, Hollis, Akers, and Arney, who is currently in place as a Tane County agent of record, offered more thorough and detailed responses. Connell Insurance offered less detailed responses. However, due to extensive experience working with Missouri counties and tax districts, and also an added option for more structured employee training, we recommend Connell Insurance.
Was this for the property and liability?
Yes.
Was the, this is we recommend, was that unanimous? Ron shaking his head yes. In what you just discussed, you said that one was more detailed. I think your words earlier were knock it out of the park.
When you look at different things, I look at I ask the opinion, my opinion. Yes, there's responses were like 2-3 pages to each question, and looking at hundreds of different responses, whether it's airport engineering or HVAC repairs or dump trucks, that's just historically how I felt. And that was what I voiced in the meeting.
When you read the 2-3 pages, the gist of what is in that page, of what is offered to the county, is there a difference there?
I have to defer those details to the people that would know, as I would in anything else, airport engineering or dump trucks. They said they were impressed by both equally. So on 413, the only thing that I saw different was what we brought up about the training, etc.
413.
Where do we receive all of our training from now? Is it I'd say Sheriff Russell probably deals a lot with training. And I think Railroad and Bridge, do they not do a lot of training?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is it all done through,
Railroad and Bridge has requested training.
Now, isn't there, is it Mopar? What's the other? MacTrust. Doesn't MacTrust provide a lot of